o'clock tonight. Thanks a million for listening tonight. And if you have any story, actually, that you think we should cover on the show, you can get in contact with us. You can text us on 083-317-3336, or else you can tweet us at Cork's Red FM. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks to Isabel as well for talking about the Oscars. Really pretty extensive coverage, really. So thanks a million to her for calling in tonight. And since we are talking about Hollywood and the Oscars and all of that stuff, all the talk over the last few days kind of reminded me of an article I saw in the Irish Examiner a few weeks ago about a guy from Rochestown in Cork named Mark Hayes, who's trying to make it in Hollywood, really, I suppose. And he's been there for a few years now, so I decided to get him on the show tonight. Mark, first and foremost, thanks a million for taking the call. Did you manage to get to any Oscars after parties last night or anything like that?
I was out at a bar called Santa Marquise, where, like, a good place for kind of spotting people who are trying to have a low-key life. But I was doing a stand-up gig then as well in the Comedy Store. So I was between the two, but I actually got some weird cat allergies. I petted this cat.
Right.
And my face ended up like Elephant Man.
Yeah.
So it was, like, deformed me, so I had to go home.
Did you spot any heads in that bar that you mentioned there?
I saw Leonardo DiCaprio right for a bit in there. Other people, not really. It was actually a bad night. I've seen, like, Alec Baldwin there before. You see a lot of people in there. Slash.
Yeah.
But last night there was Slim Pickens, so I just went into the stand-up show instead.
Yeah, I suppose when you're looking like Elephant Man as well, people are probably running away from you, are they?
Yeah, it wasn't good for attracting the women.
I can imagine, yeah. What was I going to say? How have you ended up out there? I mean, how has all this come about?
I did like 6 years in UCC, and then I ended up becoming a German gun translator for the Irish Navy. And that was kind of boring, so I was like, all right, what do I actually want to do with my life? And then I'm a big fan of like Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So I was like, all right, I'm going to come out and make a sitcom happen. So I just got on a flight and flew over here. I didn't have two either. I never did like any comedy or writing before. So I just took a chance instead of winging and chanced my way around LA.
Yeah, well, when was that?
About 4.